Artists sometimes become unexpected sensations outside their hometowns. Heck, maybe even outside their home countries, like being big in Japan. And that's just what happened to one musician from Nashville. Only he got big in Sweden. This week, he starts a summer tour there. Ashley Cleek has our story from Music City.
Walking down Broadway, the main drag in Nashville, feels like turning a radio dial. From one dark bar, a woman belts out a song about heartbreak. Next door, hipsters in fedoras and vests play rockabilly to a half-full room, while a man on the street strums his guitar. It feels like everyone is coming to Nashville to get their song heard and make it big.
My name is Douglas Seegers.
It was in downtown Nashville a few months ago that Doug Seegers met the Swedes who would change his life. Doug's 62. He's wiry with deeply tanned skin. He's been playing gigs on the street for decades. He's often lived on the street, too. Everyone downtown knows him. And so when a Swedish television show called Jill's Veranda came to Nashville, a woman who works at the local food pantry suggested Doug play for them. He met the film crew in an alleyway.
They asked me, they said, would you mind if we interviewed you? And I said, well, not at all, as long as you let me play a song for you. Because I'll play for anybody, anywhere, anytime. So I sat there right in the grass, leaning up against the brick building, playing the song and going down to the river.
I'm going down to the river, gonna walk my road again.
And as I was singing the song, they were kind of like kneeling down, just they were about maybe 3 feet away, just kneeling down and watching me and listening to the song. And then I started looking in their eyes, and I thought something strange was happening.
You might guess where this is headed. Little did Doug know that the show, Jill's Veranda, is a big deal. After his segment aired, Doug's song, Going Down to the River, hit #1 on Swedish iTunes. All of a sudden, Doug was famous in Sweden.
I've never talked about myself this way in my entire life, believe me, you gotta believe me. But right now, I am very, very famous in Stockholm, Sweden. And right now, in Nashville, no one knows who I am.
First time I saw that when he performed it on the TV show, and it was a complete knockout.
That's Håkan Olsson. He helped produce Doug's first ever solo album, which he says will likely hit #1.
And I was not the only one feeling that. He's got something very, very special. It's a combination of a good song and some kind of magical performance.
Olsson also booked Doug's upcoming Scandinavian tour. Just how popular is Doug's song? Popular enough that Swedish tourists travel to Nashville to meet him and to hear him play. Sometimes they ask to play with him. Fans have also posted dozens of videos of themselves covering Going Down to the River.
Hello, YouTube.
Hi, everybody. We are Pilot Resort, and we're going to do a tribute to Doug Seegers.
I'm going down to wash my soul again. I've been running with the devil, but I know that he's not my friend.
It's an honor, you know. That's a nice compliment. That's the best compliment you can get for your music, is when other people start wanting to do it. Because I mean, you know, they like my song. I don't really think it's that special, you know, but evidently there's some people that like it, so I'm going to run with it.
Doug will play 60 dates on his tour. Most of the shows are sold out, and he'll be opening at a festival for his heroes, Neil Young and Van Morrison. He even promised one fan to write and play a song at her wedding. As we sit talking on the small porch of a house where Doug rents a room in Nashville, Doug's phone rings repeatedly.
No, this girl is doing a radio interview on me right now. So I guess, not to be rude, but if you want to call me back a little bit.
Until recently, Doug didn't have a cell phone, right, or a passport, or fancy clothes.
Right,
he's never been on a plane before. Everything is new, and that's a lot of pressure.
You know, I got close friends that ask me, you're going to be able to hold up? You know, you're going to be able to handle all this attention and stuff like that? And the honest answer would actually be to say, I don't know. But my own personal attitude is I'm gonna run with it. I'm gonna give it my best shot, and I'm gonna try to knock him dead.
No one I spoke with could explain to me exactly why Swedes have become so obsessed with Doug. He's a good musician with a great life story. But that's true of a lot of people. In the end, it seems, there's just a certain something that appeals to them. And Doug's got it. For The World, I'm Ashley Cleek in Nashville.
I want to jump in that water and baptize them both of my feet. Cause everywhere I've been walking, I've been getting in trouble deep. I'm going down to the river, gonna wash my soul again. Well, it's so well going to hell in a handbasket. If I don't get me some restoration soon, gonna end up in a casket.
Wow.
That's great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Love that.
That was amazing.